child and who trained them to be the king raised them as a Greek. And Chazal saw who was coming afterwards. And they were not happy with what they saw. And therefore, the last years of his life are already years of suspicion, years of a tearing apart of the fabric of the Jewish state based upon this political religious struggle between the Tzdukim and the Prushim. Now the Prushim were always far and away the majority, 75-80% of the people, but the Tzdukim were very powerful and they were strategically placed and they were most successful among the wealthy class, the aristocratic class, the Kohanim. They were the basic support for the Tzdukim. And therefore, the Tzdukim had a disproportionate amount of power. And their power was so strong that they will be able to take over the government. Not only the government, they'll take over the Kahuna. And not only the Kahuna, they'll take over the Sanhedrin. Imagine you'll have, being the chief rabbi, a reform rabbi. That's how you have to imagine it. The heads of the Sanhedrin will be a Bezdin Shel Tzdukim. The people who are entrusted with the interpretation of the oral law are the people who don't believe in the oral law. So you're going to have one Donnybrook. You're going to have a fight to end all fights. And you're going to talk here about 100-year struggle. And the struggle is a civil war. We'll discuss that next week when we start here. It's an absolute civil war between the Prushim and the Tzdukim, a civil war with swords and daggers and war and casualties, atrocities, you name it. And don't forget, this is not done in a vacuum. This is done with a hostile environment of nations looking on while the Jews go at each other hammer and tongs.